Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the Indo-Pacific region has just taken place, with the 11th Quad Foreign Ministers meeting being held in New Delhi, hosted by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and attended by US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Australia's Penny Wong, and Japan's Toshimitsu Motegi. This meeting has yielded some key outcomes that will have far-reaching implications for the region. First, the meeting adopted two flagship outcomes, the Critical Minerals Initiative Framework, which aims to mobilize up to $20 billion in public and private capital for resilient rare earth and lithium supply chains, and the Indo-Pacific Maritime Surveillance Collaboration, a first-of-its-kind grouping of maritime domain awareness platforms across the four navies. What makes this significant is that these initiatives are designed to counter China's dominance in critical mineral processing, which currently stands at 60-80% of global processing. Building on this, the Critical Minerals Initiative Framework has several key components. It targets resilient supply chains for critical minerals such as rare earths, lithium, cobalt, nickel, and graphite. The framework aims to mobilize up to $20 billion in public and private capital and will involve joint exploration, processing, and recycling investments across Quad geographies and partner countries, notably Australia, which holds significant lithium and rare earth reserves. Crucially, the framework will also involve coordinated export controls and due diligence frameworks to limit circumvention of supply chain de-risking. It is worth pausing here to note that this framework is linked to India's National Critical Mineral Mission, which has a corpus of 34,300 crore, approved in the Union Budget 2024-25, and will cover the period from 2025 to 2031. And here is something that surprises many students: the Indo-Pacific Maritime Surveillance Collaboration is a first-of-its-kind initiative that integrates maritime domain awareness platforms across the four Quad navies. This builds on the Indo-Pacific Partnership for Maritime Domain Awareness announced at the Quad Tokyo Summit in May 2022. The collaboration complements India's Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region, established in 2018 under the Indian Navy. The strategic objective of this initiative is to achieve near real-time tracking of vessels in the Indo-Pacific to counter illegal fishing, smuggling, and PLA Navy presence. This is operational under the Sagar Doctrine, which stands for security and growth for all in the region, articulated by Prime Minister Modi in 2015. Now, let us turn to the other outcomes of the Quad meeting. The Quad Initiative on Indo-Pacific Energy Security is a new framework focused on clean energy supply chains, including solar wafers and batteries, as well as civil nuclear cooperation, particularly small modular reactors. The initiative will also cover maritime energy infrastructure, including LNG terminals. Another significant outcome is the Fiji Port Infrastructure Cooperation, a focused Pacific Island initiative that involves joint Quad investment in port infrastructure at Fiji, signaling the Quad's expanding Pacific Islands engagement, which is a counter to China's expanding ports access in the region. The Quad meeting also saw the establishment of a working group on 6G technology standards, ensuring trusted vendor alignment for next-generation telecom, building on the Quad Critical and Emerging Technologies Working Group. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that China's dominance of rare earth processing makes all major economies vulnerable to a single-source disruption. India is 100% import-dependent on lithium, cobalt, and nickel, while the US is dependent on China for around 80% of its rare earth processing. Friendshoring of critical mineral supply chains is the central strategic tech response to this challenge. Now, let us look at the India's Bilateral Critical Minerals Framework, which was signed by EAM Jaishankar and US Secretary of State Rubio at Hyderabad House on 26 May 2026. This framework is distinct from the multilateral Quad framework and is a deeper bilateral instrument that covers the full value chain, including mining, processing, recycling, and investment. The framework will channel investments through the U.S. Development Finance Corporation and India's National Critical Mineral Mission. So what exactly changed with this meeting? The Hindu's 30th May editorial titled Different Directions notes that while the Quad meeting produced concrete deliverables, it also revealed strategic divergences among the four partners on China, trade, and Indo-Pacific security architecture. India's challenge is to maximize gains from Quad engagement without bloc capture, and this will require careful balancing of its relationships with other countries, including China and Russia. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Quad consists of four members, the USA, India, Japan, and Australia. The Quad originated from the Tsunami Core Group in 2004 and had its first dialogue in May 2007 in Manila. The Quad was revived in November 2017 at the ASEAN meeting in Manila, and since then, it has held annual foreign ministers' meetings. The first leaders' summit was held in March 2021, and the theme of the Quad is a free, open, inclusive, and rules-based Indo-Pacific. The Quad is a non-treaty, non-alliance minilateral grouping. The 11th FM meeting, which was held on 26th May 2026 at Hyderabad House, had several key outcomes, including the Critical Minerals Initiative Framework, the Indo-Pacific Maritime Surveillance Collaboration, the Quad Initiative on Indo-Pacific Energy Security, Fiji Port Cooperation, and 6G Standards Collaboration. The India's Bilateral Critical Minerals Framework was signed on the same day, and it covers mining, processing, recycling, and investment. The framework will channel investments through the U.S. Development Finance Corporation and India's National Critical Mineral Mission. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 34,300 crore, which is the corpus of India's National Critical Mineral Mission. Note this carefully, the Quad is a non-treaty, non-alliance minilateral grouping, and its theme is a free, open, inclusive, and rules-based Indo-Pacific. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Quad consists of four members, the USA, India, Japan, and Australia. In conclusion, the Quad meeting has yielded some significant outcomes that will have far-reaching implications for the Indo-Pacific region. The Critical Minerals Initiative Framework and the Indo-Pacific Maritime Surveillance Collaboration are two key initiatives that will help counter China's dominance in critical mineral processing and enhance maritime security in the region. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to focus on the key facts and numbers and understand the broader significance of these developments in the context of India's strategic autonomy and its role in the Indo-Pacific region. The implications of these developments will be far-reaching, and it is essential to stay informed about the latest developments in this critical area of international relations.